time for your SportsEdge.com sideline report with Todd Griffin. Talking sports and more here on 1580 103.3 WPKY and worldwide at WPKYonline.com. Here's your host, Todd Griffin.
Good morning, everyone. The sideline report is on the air from 1035 West Main Street in Princeton, the WPKY studios. Thanks a lot for tuning in this morning. We've got a full house, and Caldwell County High School Athletic Director Jeff Riley is among those with us in the studio this morning.
Morning, guys. Morning, Todd. I appreciate you having us on. I asked Todd to give us a little time this morning. We're going to have a little bit of a CCHS Athletics takeover for the first segment of the sideline report. So there's a couple announcements we'd like to make, and then we're going to spend some time having some athletes kind of flip the script, if you will, on Mr. Griffin, ask him some questions, and let the guy behind the mic answer some questions for a change. So to start off, I'd like to thank Todd, obviously, WPKY, and Miss Beth Mann, the Edge Media Group, for all that they do for Caldwell County Athletics and your Sports Edge and all the support that they give us. And with that being said, the next thing I'd like to announce is on February the 10th, on Tuesday, we're going to name that day Mr. Todd Griffin Day.
Oh, wow.
At the high school. So that's Todd's surprise. I hope he's surprised. I don't think he knew. I think we kept it under wraps. So at halftime of the boys' game, we're going to have a little ceremony. We're going to recognize Todd for all of his time and dedication and service to Caldwell County Athletics and the community. And we'd like to invite everybody out there to come and check that out. Come watch the two good basketball games with the local teams, with the local rivalry. And at halftime of the boys' games, we're going to take a little time and recognize Todd. So to kick that off, what we would like to do is, like I said, we're going to take over the show for a second, and we've got some kids here that are going to ask Todd some questions. They've all been interviewed by Todd at one time or another in the last 3 or 4 years, and we're going to get this thing started with some interviews. So first we have Aaliyah Towns, who is the best athlete in her family and a soccer player.
Wow.
she's embarrassed with that, but that is very high praise. We have Troy Freeman, who is a volleyball and tennis superstar and possum chaser extraordinaire, which we discovered back in the spring on this show right here. We have Scott Courtner, golfer, baseball player, and the best athletic intern that I have at the high school. He's the only one, but he's also the best. And we have Jack Roach, football and basketball player, and now we've decided he's the designated three-point shooter for the basketball team after his last performance. So these guys are going to kind of ask you a few questions, and we're going to start with Miss Towns, and we'll just kind of work our way around. We'll probably go Miss Towns, Miss Freeman, Mr. Roach, and Mr. Courtner, and they're gonna fire some questions at you and let you answer and tell us some stuff about you for a change.
All right, go ahead.
How long have you been reporting on Caldwell County Athletics?
Gee, that's a tough question. I think it's about 39 seasons now. I think I started when I was about 15. Does math work out? I started at the radio station when I was about 15. I guess I started covering sports not long after that. So it's 39 seasons, but I was at the radio station a little while before I got to do sports. I had to beg and beg and beg to get on those basketball broadcasts. But Twyman Bourne finally put me on the air, Jeff, and here we are.
Oh, Mr. Bourne had to wear him down to get
him. It took a while.
A little bit. That's right.
How do I keep going?
Let Troy go, and then we'll just kind of work it. That's not all.
Okay.
What made you want to be a sports reporter?
I was just always sports-minded. You know, even growing up, the first memories I have is watching Kentucky basketball on TV, even when I was maybe 2 or 3 years old. I hope other people can kind of relate to that a little bit. But I guess the biggest thing that put me into sports reporting is that I wasn't very good at sports. You know, I tried to do the sports thing, and it wasn't working out. So I thought, well, the way to stay in sports is to, you know, to cover it and stay in that way. So who's up next?
Speaking of watching Kentucky basketball, who's your favorite Kentucky Wildcat, any sport, and why?
Oh, in any sport? Yeah. Well, probably Rex Chapman, because he was kind of in school when I was in school, and it was a big deal when Kentucky got him. He lit up Louisville one night from nearby Owensboro Apollo, so that didn't hurt any, and I would say Rex Chapman. I love Goose Givens. I remember him scoring 43 points against Duke in the championship game. I guess I was about 8 or 9 years old at the time. So those kind of things kind of stick with you, too.
We know you're also a big St. Louis Cardinals fan. Yeah. So who's your favorite St. Louis Cardinal and why?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. Somewhere between Willie McGee and Jim Edmonds. Just, you know, McGee kind of came on the scene in the 82 World Series when they beat the Milwaukee Brewers, and I remember watching that a whole lot, and that was kind of when I became a big St. Louis Cardinals fan, is that 82 World Series, and they ended up winning that one. So actually, when I was younger, I was kind of a L.A. Dodgers fan, but the only reason was because in the 70s, every World Series was the Dodgers and the Yankees, so you had to be a fan of one of them. So.
Nice outfield.
Yeah. Following the 39 seasons that you've done, who is the best athlete you have covered?
Ooh, at Caldwell County?
Anywhere.
Anywhere. Ooh. Wow, that's
put
tough.
You on the spot right there.
Yeah, it is. You know, Eliza Sindelar was a great athlete. Mr. Football, it's hard to pick against him. If I had to say, Jeff, best football player, I would say Gerald Fuqua.
Yeah.
But if I had to say best athlete, yeah, Gerald was tough.
I didn't know.
He was on the, that was that 98 state championship team. They were good.
Ooh.
So, but, yeah, I think overall athlete, Elijah could do anything he wanted to do pretty much.
Pretty solid answer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is the best thing about being a sports reporter?
Oh, you get into the games for free. Right, Jeff? That's the best thing.
Best thing about being
an AD, too. It's fun, though, to get to go to games. You know, it's fun on the one hand. On the other hand, there's a lot of work involved because if you're a high school sports reporter, you're usually keeping your own stats and taking your own pictures and doing your own interviews and all those things. So there's a lot that goes into it. But it's also fun. You get up close, and Jeff, I get to be down the sideline with you guys on Friday night. So, you know, I get to sit on the basket at basketball games. So yeah, there's lots of good things about it.
How many football games have you been to in a row?
Oh, I knew this was going to come up at some point. I think it's 437.
Ooh.
I think. We played 12 games. No, we played 11 games last year, right?
Yes, sir, unfortunately.
So it's somewhere, I'm trying to think, I think it's 437 right now. That's a lot. That goes back to my senior year in high school, the last game of the 1986 season.
It was a long time ago for all those 86ers, all those 86ers out there listening. It was a long time.
Yeah. Well, I was actually 87 grad, but it was the 86 football season.
Yeah,
so.
I figure we have a few of the class of 86 listening today. So
yeah, that'd be good.
I'm kind of hoping Will Brown's in particular.
he was 86. I was a year behind him in school. So yeah, that's a long time to go to football games. I have missed a couple of scrimmages here and there, but I haven't missed any games.
She asked about the best thing of being a sports reporter. So what's the worst thing about being a sports reporter?
Having 2 hours worth of work to do and having about 5 minutes to finish it. That's easily the toughest thing. Deadlines are awful. I was lucky for a long time that I worked at a newspaper where, you know, you didn't really have – I mean, we had a deadline, but I could kind of let it slide a little bit one way or another. And, of course, now with your Sports Edge and the radio station – it's just you just stay up until you get everything done.
Oh.
So sometimes when I post things at 2:30 in the morning, I didn't set a timer to post that. I'm actually up posting it. So.
Wow. If you could cover any sporting event, what would it be and why?
Oh, another tough one. Oh, I've got to think about that one for a second because there's a whole lot of great things out there. Probably a World Series if the St. Louis Cardinals were in it. Of course, that'd get me additional games. You know, a Super Bowl is just one game, but if I got to go to a World Series, it'd be several. So I would say probably a World Series. But I like everything. You know, every game is important. If you don't treat every game like it's important, then there's no reason to really be there covering it, I think. So that's kind of always been my approach, is that every game is important, every player is important, every coach is important, every fan's important. So that's kind of the way I approach it.
What sport did you enjoy most playing as a kid?
Playing? I think I enjoyed baseball the most. I wasn't that great at it. I was probably a little better at basketball than anything else. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say baseball. I love playing football out on the playground. But, you know, after getting hit a couple of times, it wasn't quite as much fun. Jack, you know anything about that?
I like it. So.
You like it? Yeah, okay.
He still does. Yeah.
Do you report on other schools?
Yes, we cover 12 schools with your Sports Edge. So it's really Caldwell County, Lyon County, Trigg County, all the Crittenden County, or not Crittenden County, the Christian County schools, Christian County, Hopkinsville, University Heights, Heritage Christian, Fort Campbell, Todd County Central, Dawson Springs, Madisonville, North Hopkins, Hopkins County Central. Was that, yeah, was that 12?
Yep.
Hope I didn't miss anybody on that. Be a test later at work, I'm sure.
What is your favorite CCHS memory?
Oh, probably winning the 98 football state championship. You know, I don't think a lot of people expected us to win that one. We were kind of big underdogs, about 28 points, I believe, to Danville. And we ended up winning that game 38-28. So that was kind of a special moment, winning that. But, I mean, there's been a whole lot. I mean, look at some of the athletes. I mentioned Elijah Sindelar, covering Emma Talley, was incredible. And she won three state championships. Really, it was four. But it's,
you're right.
It's three, but,
We'll claim that other one here. Anyway.
Yeah. we all know she won, but I think she was good enough on the golf course and did enough great things that she could probably get along without that one state championship.
What was your favorite or best photo you have taken?
Oh, another tough question. See, Jeff, I need to get the questions in advance next time. So think about them a little bit.
Well, that's kind of, we wanted to surprise you, so.
Probably the one-handed catch that Tez Sivils had to beat Murray in the regional championship game, because I remember that play, and we were standing down in the end zone or near the end zone, and I thought there was pass interference. So we were all yelling for pass interference, wanting the referee to, and at some point, I remember to take a picture, and it's a miracle it was in focus. It was a miracle the timing was right, but it all just worked out, you know, and it ended up being a really good picture. And I think that's probably the one a lot of people remember.
Yeah, that's my favorite one, too.
Yeah. All right, what? Who's up next?
What CCHS coach gives the best interviews?
Wow. I got to think about this one for a minute, too.
Oh.
You know, Coach McClung, Coach McClung's pretty good.
It can be from the past. It doesn't have to be current. We don't want to give McClung any credit. So it can be from the past if it needs to be.
Well, I really like Pat Gates, because all I could say, hey, Pat, how about it? And he would go, you know, for 30 minutes, he would fill it. So it was awesome as a reporter. You know, you don't have to like probe for anything. He would go through everything. I didn't need to ask him about the offense or defense. He'd tell me all about it. And you know, I still enjoy talking to Pat.
Yeah, and he was on the show as a predecessor.
Who is the best rock band of all time?
The best rock band.
I can't ask my question now.
Oh man.
Yes.
Best rock band or my favorite rock band? Because it's probably two different answers. But if I had to go with my favorite, Iron Maiden.
Oh.
We'll do Iron Maiden. So I like Kiss. I grew up listening to a lot of Kiss, too. So, all right. Who's up next?
What is the best TV show of all time?
Oh, Star Trek. All things Star Trek.
Star Trek.
I like The Simpsons, though. Although I've gotten a little behind. I think there's so many shows now, I haven't seen them all anymore. But, yeah, pretty much anything Star Trek's good.
Oh, wait. Oh, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Oh, Star Trek.
Wow.
I love Star Wars, though. It's not like I don't like Star Wars. But, you know, there's a big difference. And, Jeff, you could probably talk about this some, too. When you talk about Star Trek, there's literally months and months of stuff out there to watch. You know, Star Wars is kind of limited. I mean, there's more movies now than there used to be, and more shows, TV shows. But when it comes to just viewing hours, Star Trek is like way beyond anything Star Wars has produced at this point.
Oh well, yeah, that's a no-brainer. One of the things the kids read, the unique thing where the kids are reading the questions, and they're all sports, and then it's like, what TV show? So
yeah.
I don't guess they know that you're a kind of a connoisseur of pop culture as well. So we wanted to throw some of that stuff in there. But yeah, there's a lot of Star Trek stuff. And
yeah.
I've had conversations. I'm more of a Star Wars guy than a Star Trek guy. But that's because I was kind of grew up on the movies or whatever. But Star Trek has got a ton of stuff. And then later on, of course, they started adding a lot of movies too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and you know, I could go with Simpsons references all day. You know, I've seen The Simpsons so much that, but it's been on what, 40 years? So, you know,
well, it predicts the future, apparently.
It
so
does.
If you pay attention, games. You'll know what's going to happen.
And it predicted the end of Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
So,
well, among other kind of crazy things.
Yeah. Yeah, people getting elected president and those kind of things. So, watch The Simpsons and, you know, you'll know where to put your money. All right, who's up next?
Do we have any more questions?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Who is your favorite LA/St. Louis Ram and why?
Kurt Warner, yeah. Quarterback, won a Super Bowl, also took the Cardinals to the Super Bowl, which I thought was incredible. And if not for one play by Ben Roethlisberger, would probably have won the Super Bowl. But, Jeff, I was kind of torn in that one, too, because it was Steelers and Cardinals. And now I kind of grew up a Steelers fan because, again, in the 70s, you were either a Steelers fan or you were a Cowboys fan. So
I
was
into that.
I was either a Steelers fan. And you went to the dark side.
You chose the dark side. I
didn't
even wear black.
So, yeah, Kurt Warner, just because, you know, he kind of came out of nowhere, guy that was – I think they said he was stacking groceries at a grocery store and got the call for an Arena League football team and kind of built his way up through the Arena League and got to the NFL. And he wasn't even the starter on the team that won the Super Bowl. The guy that was a starter got hurt, and he took over at the start of the season and ended up winning a Super Bowl out of it. So, yeah, it's hard not to like somebody like that.
That's right, great stories. The reporter likes the great stories.
What is the largest publication that has run one of your photos?
Oh.
That's a...
The Lexington Herald Leader has. I'm not sure how many papers they were printing at the time or how many they print now. But and it was an Elijah Sindelar picture. So, you know, his name keeps coming up. So he must have been a pretty good athlete.
Yeah, he was.
What's the best moment in your career that you've missed? The best sports moment?
The best sports moment? Ooh. We talking like the best play ever, or
just something that you wish you had gotten, like you wish you had captured, or you missed something?
Something that I missed, a moment that you're like,
oh man, I let that one get away.
Well, there are lots of photos. You know, the best photos. We used to say the best photos never get taken, because by the time you see it, it's gone.
Yeah,
you know, so
yeah.
You almost have to anticipate a little bit and cheat a little bit and take a lot of pictures and hope you get the right one. So, because somebody asked me one time, they said, is it tough getting great sports pictures? And I said, no, it's tough getting good sports pictures. Great sports pictures are usually just happy accidents.
Yeah.
This one isn't on here, and I just have a question, because you're always at the soccer games. Who is, like, the best, like, one of the best boys or girls that you've, like, covered or taken a picture of that you can remember?
Soccer players?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Have to think about that one for a second, because there's been a whole lot. Brett Seymour scored a lot of goals. I mean, that guy. But there's been a lot of people. Just so many people that were really good that it's hard to pick out just one or two. But I know the girls had a lot of good players back in the day, because they would be in the regional championship every year. So, but I just remember Brett scoring all those goals, especially that one season. I think he had like 50 something goals that year. So that season kind of sticks out for me.
Well, I know you're really busy because you're at every sports game, but I've seen you out there on the golf course. So what's your lowest round?
Ever?
Yeah.
The best I've ever shot is 76. Now, I did shoot a 1-under on the roadside in men's league one night, which was a 34. That's my best ever round for nine holes. Usually I try to break 90. On a good day, I can make a run at breaking 80. But usually I want something with at least an 8 in front of it if I play 18 holes. And no lost clubs or thrown clubs or anything like that.
Anybody else have anything? No? All right. Well, that's kind of – if obviously, Todd, you can kind of take back over your show now, but we wanted to take a moment and kind of put the spotlight on you for a second to kind of thank you for all the stuff that you've done. I've been at Caldwell County since 2003, and you've been a staple of sports for at least my tenure here. And you know, you've put a lot of time and effort putting in Caldwell County sports. You keep track of the records for a lot of our sports, and you're the go-to sports information guy, and you're a member of the Football Hall of Fame, and you've done a lot of really great things for us. We want to keep you going, and we just thought this was a good time to just take a moment and take a little time and appreciate you and what you've done, and thank the newspapers and the radio station and the current owners of the Edge Media Group for kind of keeping you around and keeping it something that you can make a living at. And you know, you do such a great job. We think you're the best high school sports reporter in the country, and we want to take a little time to celebrate you. So again, on the 10th, we're going to take a little time at halftime. So maybe you want to cover the Caldwell Trigg doubleheader on the 10th, if you don't
mind. Yeah, I guess I better be there.
You're invited to if you can make it over there. And we're going to take a little time and recognize you at halftime. And we just wanted to kind of kick that off today and let everybody know and just kind of take over the show and let it be about you for a second instead of you making it about everybody else.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate the recognition. Thanks to everybody for coming in. I hope my answers were good because, you know, when you're trying to interview somebody, you're always wanting really good answers out of them. You don't want short answers. So I tried not to give short answers today, but they probably were because, you know, I didn't have a cheat sheet this time like I usually do.
You did awesome, man. These guys and for you, not the kids didn't have the questions long. I handed them to them on the way here, and they were kind of reading. And so I kind of put together some questions and asked Mr. Felker. He had a couple
of
suggestions.
He did.
We wanted to kind of just throw it back at you a little bit, and we wanted to try to get. We couldn't get every team represented because that would take forever. I don't know if I could come up with enough questions for everybody to ask like that. But we try to get a good cross section of our teams, and you know, just kind of say thank you and appreciate you, and thank you to the everybody involved with from your Sports Edge all the way down to PKY to, you know, back when you were with Mr. Hutchinson at the Times Leader, and you know, because that's where you were when I got over here, and I'll miss somebody because I can't say before, but whatever you've done before, we appreciate you, and just want to take a second to recognize that, and hopefully we'll see you. Well, we know we'll see you before Tuesday night, but Tuesday night is going to be your night, so we're going to take a little time to recognize
you. Thank you.
So.
Well, if Twyman hadn't put me on the air, you know, we might not even be here right now.
That's right. Mr. Bourne, got to thank him for sure. Yeah. He's my old neighbor, so I hope he's doing well. I hope he's listening this morning. So I do want to kind of take a couple seconds to kind of catch up on our schedule because we have some other events coming up, if that's okay.
Yeah.
We've got on Friday night, we host senior nights. We have boys and girls senior nights Friday night, so come out to boy and girl doubleheader versus Christian County. The kids are having the homecoming dance on Saturday, but Monday night will be the homecoming ceremony versus Crittenden County. So that's the boys' JV varsity game versus Crittenden County will be homecoming. Also, at halftime of the boys' game, we're going to recognize the Youth Incorporated boys' teams on that night as well. Of course, Tuesday night will be Todd night. And then next Thursday, we're going to recognize the girls' Youth Incorporated teams at the girls' Union County game, which will be before the boys play Henderson. So that's a doubleheader. So we're kind of fast and furious here wrapping up the basketball season. We've got some special events coming up. And, you know, boys and girls wrestling are getting ready to go to regionals and all that good stuff. So winter sports is ending, and fall and spring sports are about to get going. So just wanted to kind of throw that out there as well.
You know, I'm going to think up better answers later, right? That, you know, it's like asking questions. You always think of the best question right after the interview's over.
Well, it's tough sometimes to be put on the spot, you know, and I think some of these kids are kind of like, yeah, Todd, that's how we feel when you ask us a question. We kind of put us on the spot, and we get off the mic, and we think, man, I wish I would have said that. So, but that's all right. You were great, obviously. So the kids did a good job, and I appreciate the time and recognition to kick this thing off, man.
All right. Before everybody leaves, though, tell us again your name and what sports you play.
My name is Troy Freeman, and I play volleyball and tennis.
I'm Aaliyah Towns, and I play soccer.
I'm Jack Roach, and I play football and basketball.
I'm Scott Courtner. I play baseball and golf.
All right. Appreciate everybody coming in today. And, Jeff, you guys have a busy week or two coming up for basketball before the season gets over.
Yeah, we do. We do. We're trying to, you know, we're trying to kind of get caught up from the snow break and had a little time off snow. Both basketball teams have had a good showing coming out of the break, so hopefully we can capture a little momentum. We've got to finish the regular season. Districts are done, so and just gear up for the district tournament the last week of the month at district tournaments at Central, and hopefully if we should compete for a spot in the regional tournament, so we're kind of looking forward to that too. And you know, and then wrestling's kind of they're getting ready. Their regional will be before basketball districts, so they're kind of gearing up. This is the last weekend of regular season wrestling, and then regionals kind of get started. And so you got the girls' regionals, then the boys, and then we anticipate having a few kids going to state in wrestling as well. So it's going to be it's going to get real busy real quick here.
And it's almost spring sports time too.
Yeah, I think everybody's kind of doing some off season workouts. I know the tennis team's been in the weight room and working out, and Coach K's got those guys getting ready and conditioning. They haven't got – it's not really warm enough to get outside. I know they go down to the lake some and do some hitting. And was it Lake Barkley? Is that where you go?
Kin Lake.
Kin Lake. Do some Kin Lake stuff down there. The baseball and softball teams have been in the indoor. They'll have tryouts in and around the 15th. And then the track team has gotten started. And, you know, they're kind of working. And them and the tennis team kind of work around the school just wherever there's an open spot because they can't get outside. But they're still trying to get started and get some work in. And so all those things are going, and when the winter sports kind of, you know, when they end, those kids will go on to their spring sports, and we'll transition to that. But it is a busy time, and we're transitioning. And I kind of, you know, nobody likes the aftermath of the snow, but sometimes you get 2 or 3 days just kind of take your breath and, you know, kind of say, all right, this is where we are, move forward. So we're coming out of that. So it's about to get going.
All right, appreciate everybody coming in this morning.
Thank you, Todd. We appreciate you.
Thank you. We need to get to a break here on the show. We'll be back with more on the Sideline Report right after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
This is Kevin Meacham from H&R Agripower. Durable, capable, and packed with the latest features, the Kubota construction lineup featuring the SVL series, the number one selling compact track loader, is prepared to take on the job. Stop by today. Right now, bring home select Kubota compact track loaders with 0% financing available, or save up to $5,200. Now through March 31st, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
See your Kubota dealer, H&R Agripower and Eagle Way in Hopkinsville.
Getting the kids to school makes mornings a little busier for everyone. Keep your kids safe with a reliable ride from U-Ride. Every vehicle is thoroughly checked for safety because they know your family comes first. From first cars for teens to dependable family SUVs, U-Ride has a range to fit every budget. Enjoy peace of mind knowing they're nearby and ready to help. U-Ride is committed to you after the sale. Visit them on Marion Road in Princeton and drive with confidence this school year.
Since 1894, serving as your steadfast local banking choice for Fredonia Valley Bank. The world has transformed since then, but their dedication to you, their neighbors, has not wavered. Navigate financial complexity with a bank that's powered by 129 years of excellence. They're committed to investing in their community and the prosperity of their customers. Remember, choose local, live local, dine local, shop local, and bank local. Fredonia Valley Bank, where local people make local decisions. Your genuine community bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Henry Ford once said, stopping advertising to save money is like stopping your watch to save time. Advertising is an investment. At WPKY, we get it. While most businesses want to advertise, sometimes it can be tough to budget. That's why we are proud to offer options through our Big Deals program. If you have products our listeners want, you can pay for advertising with gift certificates to your business. Want details? Call WPKY and ask for Heather today. Or email hriley@wkdzradio.com. That's H-R-I-L-E-Y at wkdzradio.com.
Western Kentucky, your voice matters. It's time to vote in the Best of Western Kentucky 2025 ballot. Celebrate your favorite local businesses by casting your vote in over 100 categories at bestofwesternkentucky.com. Voting ends February 8th.
We are back on the Sideline Report here at 1580 103.3 WPKY. Thanks for tuning in this morning. I appreciate everybody from Caldwell County High School coming out and being on the show with us this morning. We've got more to come. Basketball action tonight. We mentioned it a little bit there, but the Tigers on the road at University Heights Academy tonight. No radio coverage tonight, but we will have complete coverage over at yoursportsedge.com after the game with the Tigers at UHA. And then coming up Friday at home, it's a doubleheader, girls and boys against Christian County. That'll be senior night. We'll have both games Friday here on WPKY. We'll have the boys' home game Saturday against Bowling Green here on WPKY as well. Need to get to another break. Back after this on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Shop for insurance with ease at Goodwin Insurance, where we do the shopping for you. Experience real customer service from our local team. Over the past 35 years, Goodwin Insurance has been offering great rates and exceptional service. Try Goodwin today. When winter hits, you need a truck that won't quit. At Trice Hughes in Princeton, they have Ram, Chevy, and GMC trucks built to power through snow, ice, and whatever winter throws at you. Ram is all about strength. Chevy brings all-American dependability. And GMC stands for professional-grade precision. Plus, they're all backed by small-town honesty and customer care. See what your neighbors are saying online at TriceHughes.com. For real truck power and service worth the drive, winter starts at Trice Hughes.
Powering your lives and lighting up your nights, Princeton Electric Plant Board's community spirit shines bright. Entrusted with the glow of our fields, they keep our Tigers' pathways illuminated to victory. A shout-out goes to our Tigers as they roar into a new season. Good luck, Tigers. Here's to a safe and victorious year from your one and only Princeton Electric Plant Board. They're not just a service, they're community.
School is in session, which means sniffles and sore throats are too. But Princeton Drug makes it simple. Feeling sick? Just pull up to our drive-thru and get tested for flu, COVID, or strep. No appointment needed. It's only $40 for testing, and if you need medication, our pharmacists can prescribe it right there in the drive-thru. You'll leave with your results, a prescription, and a school or work note all in about 20 minutes without leaving your car. Stay ahead of sick days. Stop by Princeton Drug's drive-thru and get back to what matters.
High school juniors and seniors, are you ready to take control of your financial future? First Southern National Bank is excited to highlight the Give, Save, and Spend course offered through Asbury University. This hands-on course teaches practical money management skills, including how to give generously, save regularly, and spend wisely. It's the perfect way to prepare for life ahead. Registration is now open on the Asbury University website. Don't miss this opportunity to build financial confidence that lasts a lifetime.
Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580 103.3 WPKY. I appreciate you tuning in this morning. Had a lot of fun already on the show. Tess is in the studio with us right now. And Tess, I'm still trying to comprehend Todd Day at the ball game.
I love this. I think I'm telling you, it's well earned. And I have told it, I don't know how many times, I've never seen anybody love our athletes the way that you do. Because I get to see you behind the scenes and how hard you work. And it's all the sports and all the kids. It's not just one section. And you love them very much. And I think it is well deserved.
Well, we talked about the cheat sheet, and I kind of like to always have my cheat sheet, you know, so I've got questions. But it's hard to have one when you don't know the questions in advance.
Died laughing because I knew that was the one thing that would, like, drive you nuts, is that you didn't have a cheat sheet,
yeah.
Right? You didn't get to prepare. And when you said that, next time, you know, I'd give me a chance to prepare. And I thought that was the best thing ever. Because I know how hard you prepare for everything. I know, I've been telling you, like, I don't care if you're on for a 15-minute thing. You are very prepared with everything you do, and it's a lot of work.
Yeah, I like to be able to throw out information, and sometimes you can't just store all that in your brain. You have to actually have it down on the sheet.
I don't know. I think you are like the encyclopedia for Caldwell sports. Like, I don't know how you do it, but it's like in this brain of yours, you've got 522 billion facts. And I've never seen you not be able to throw one out.
And sometimes it's difficult, you know, because there have been so many people over 39 years or whatever, that sometimes it's difficult to keep names straight. So when you start trying to remember something, you're trying to remember somebody's name, or was that them or their brother, or them or their kid, you know, I mean.
Oh, and these days it's like kid and then grandkid, because we're getting to that age, Todd Griffin. I just think it's cool. I think it's so neat, and I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of you.
Well, hopefully it'll be a short ceremony. You know,
I'm going to have it on camera, so I hope you're all buttoned up and stuff, because I'm going to have it on camera. By the way, our home games, we have camera, and you can see our video. So if you can't get to the game, hopefully all the stars align, everything goes good. We have it there on our website.
I hope I'm down to cover that game, you know.
I think you will be. I think you will be. It's going to be – well, and we have a lot of movements on the games too. So if you got one of the original schedules for our Caldwell basketball, probably not what it's actually going to look like for the next what, couple of weeks?
Yeah, that kind of got blown up a little bit because of the weather and some other games got moved around. And like I said earlier, it's going to be a busy time for the boys because they've got a game tonight at UHA. Christian County's here Friday. Bowling Green is here Saturday. And then you look into next week, they play Monday against Crittenden County. Yeah. I believe that's homecoming Monday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, Trigg County's here. Thursday, Henderson County is here. And then Friday, they'll go to Trigg County. So they're going to see the Wildcats twice next week. And that's a busy slate. And the girls also have some games in there, too. So it's a busy time as the district tournament's later this month. And everybody's trying to get in all those games. When you miss, you know, 10 days of games, it's tough to try to work that back into the schedule.
Now, we did figure out the other night with Dawson and like the 3 and 4 seed, yeah. Right? We figured that's set, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I've actually got the district tournament right here on the cheat sheet. So the seedings are the same for the girls and the boys this year in the 7th district, so that makes it a little easier. Hopkins County Central is the number 1 seed. Caldwell County is number 2. Madisonville is number 3, and Dawson Springs is number 4, so that does simplify things a little bit. The girls' tournament will get underway on Monday, February 23rd, with semifinal round action. It's Hopkins Central and Dawson Springs in the first game at 6 o'clock that night. Caldwell County and Madisonville North Hopkins at 7:30. The girls' championship game will be played Thursday, February 26th. The boys' district tourney gets underway Tuesday, February 24th with the semifinals. Again, it's Hopkins Central and Dawson Springs in the first game at 6, followed by Caldwell and Madisonville at 7:30. And then the boys' district championship game is Friday, February 27th. So that's the week of the 23rd. And, Tess, we're getting pretty close to that.
I'm telling you, we're right here, and you and I are basically going to live at the cab.
Yeah.
I loved it, though, the other night when Coach K, of course, Kukuhiko, was calling the game the other night with Nikki, and you were able to text those scores in and text those things in while, you know, it was going on. And I loved that. That's live radio at its best right there, and I thought that was so cool.
Well, one thing, you know, we were talking earlier about what's so great about covering sports or even covering high school sports. To me, the best thing about covering high school sports is you never know what you're going to see. You know, you can think, you think you know what's going to happen in a game or when anything, you know, a contest happens, but you never truly know. I don't think anybody expected Daylen Lander to get 37 points the other night.
Oh, he was,
you know,
so close to 40.
Yeah.
And all of us were like, I wonder if they know, you know, I wonder. And it turns out they didn't. Cash was up there after the game, and he's like, no, we didn't know. And it was the coolest thing because he was this close. But those games the other night were crazy. We thought they would be decent games, but those girls came out and were scrapping. I mean, they were wanting it hard, and it showed. I think, I don't know what they've been doing in practices. I think they said they had, what, 4 practices where they were kind of getting back in the groove into normal. But I don't know. I don't think that was normal. They really turned it up a notch. They were really in it, and they really looked like they wanted it.
Yeah. Sometimes, though, you go to a ball game and you think it's just another run-of-the-mill game during the season and nothing special is going to happen. And lo and behold, somebody scores 8 goals in a game, or somebody on the football team scores 7 touchdowns.
Oh, my
Somebody hits 2 home runs in the last inning to win a ball game. I mean,
there for, I don't know, it was a hot minute. It was several, it was a couple of minutes there in the boys' game where it was 1-3 after another. And I mean, not one touch of rim, everything was net. It was crazy. And I mean some long threes, too. They were not, like, right there on the line. And it was one after another. They were answering each other with those. And it was crazy. The excitement was good in the gym. I mean, you just never know.
I'm sure after I sit down and think about it a little bit, I'll come up with more of those. What's your favorite moments?
Oh.
You know, the 98 football thing was kind of special and always will be with the state championship. But just a thinking back a couple of years ago when the Tiger baseball team was down 9 runs going to the last inning and came back and won that game in the All-A Classic Championship down at Livingston against Crittenden County, when, you know, you always say in baseball, and we were actually broadcasting the game that night, which was cool, but you always say the game's not over till it's over.
Right.
But when you go to the last inning and you're down 9 runs,
that's crazy.
You're kind of saying that, but you're not really believing it, I think. You know, it's not over till it's over, but at the same time, you're not really anticipating a big rally that's going to see somebody hit a couple of home runs in one inning. And
what happens to create it? Is it a spark? Is it a, well, I'm tired of this, I'm going to go turn it on? Is it a, what is it that creates that final second? Now, if a coach could figure that out and start, you know what I mean? That's what you want. But over the years, man, the stats and stuff, like, you've had a lot of stats people work with you on the sidelines. Of course, Gary and Chris, I'm sorry, you three are, you can tell your friends and you enjoy it. It's kind of like listening to three friends just go to a ball game, you know? But the knowledge that you guys have is just ridiculous.
You know, another memory, the softball team going to state in the spring of 98. And I remember a lot of us were talking, and we were just hoping we'd go up there and maybe win a game. Maybe we'd get the first game, because I think we opened with Greenwood, and we had beaten them during the season. So we thought, we can go win that first game, and we don't want to go to state and go 0-2. But we end up being state runner-up, you know. So you never know when you go. Give yourself a chance, and good things happen.
Well, on those away games, too, there's a ton of things that happen on the way.
Yeah.
There was the Druthers takeover that everybody talks about all the time. So, I mean, it's as much the experience. It's the entire experience. It's not just the game.
Yeah. We need to get to another break here on the show. Back with more on the Sideline Report right after this. Stay with us here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
For traditional listings or auctions, contact Atlas Real Estate and Auction Services, an experienced and trusted local firm. Estate, land, auctions, waterfront, and homes.
It's a proven fact. Going on vacation is really good for your health and happiness. But if money is holding you back from sandy beaches, the mountains, or relaxing by a pool, then you need to visit ABC Finance. They can help get you to that vacation destination you've been dreaming about. They offer loans from $500 to $15,000, and decisions are made quickly, usually within an hour. Your dream vacation is within reach with help from ABC Finance. All loans subject to normal credit approval.
This is Todd Morse at the Hopkinsville ABC Finance location.
And this is Courtney Morse at ABC Finance in Princeton.
Whatever location is closest to you, we're here to help make your loan process quick, easy, and stress-free.
We can even consolidate all your loans into one easy payment.
No appointment is needed, walk-ins are welcome, and we can take your application in person, over the phone, or apply online at abcfinanceonline.com.
Be sure to like and follow ABC Finance on Facebook for daily money tips and community info.
All loans subject to normal credit approval.
Your local McDonald's wants you to know that they are ready to serve you for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Dine-in or the drive-thru is always open, and they offer curbside pickup service. To avoid the wait in the drive-thru, you can download the McDonald's app and try curbside pickup. Stop in soon and enjoy breakfast, lunch, or dinner at your local McDonald's. Proud to be a part of this community. McDonald's of Princeton, proud supporters of the Caldwell County Tigers.
Hi, it's Jenny from Big Deals, and I'm trying to keep you out of the chocolate zone. What am I talking about? This is the time when you start to panic about Valentine's Day and you reach for the box of chocolates. Guys, gals, there's still time. Purchase a gift certificate or two at Big Deals today, and you'll save an additional 15% on your purchase. No code needed. Shop local, buy local with Big Deals. Save today. Click Big Deals at WPKYonline.com.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Tess in the studio with us. And, again, we're still kind of having a little talks about some of our favorite sports memories, all that brought about by all the youngsters coming in and Jeff Riley bringing them in, the Tigers and Lady Tigers this morning. So it's been a fun show, Tess.
I'll tell you, I don't want to tell Roy G. Rogers, but I kind of wanted to call him and say, don't let Todd hurt your feelings when he said his favorite sport to play was baseball. Right.
Well, I love baseball growing up. I wish I'd been better at it. Basketball was about the only sport that I was even remotely decent at. I love playing football, you know, on the playground, but I didn't want to get hit. So that kind of took away that sport. And that was basically all we had back in the day, you know.
Dodgeball.
Yeah.
We did a lot of
dodgeball. You had your baseball and your I did play some soccer. I played some soccer growing up. I think I played soccer for 3 or 4 years in the youth league. So
the throwback games, I thought those were, I don't know, those were always so cool.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You got to be over there and cover it when Fredonia had their first game in how long?
Yeah,
I mean, it's been forever.
It was fun because, you know, we used to have the old, what we call the old Fredonia League on Wednesday night that we'd go down and play. A bunch of us, we'd rent the gym every Wednesday night and go down there and play. And sometimes on Saturday we'd get it. So, you know, we all joke that we've played 1,000 games in the Fredonia gym. So it was interesting to actually watch a high school game, even though it was a scrimmage. It was still a high school game in the right. Fredonia gym.
Well, we've always had like the traditional sports, but now volleyball, you've been there from the very beginning where volleyball really kind of come into Caldwell County and into the schools, and now to see where the kids and the ladies are going now, I mean, that had to be a trip just to watch that.
Yeah. Well, so many really good teams have come along through the years, and you know, thankfully, if you go out to the cab, you can kind of look up on the wall and see all those really good teams. You start talking about volleyball, 2010, the Lady Tigers won the All-A Classic State Championship. You know, one of these days we need to get a big banner for that because you look at other schools and there's signs on the highway that they were All-A Classic champions and this and that. And, you know, we need one of those great big banners on the wall someplace to honor that 2010 Lady Tiger volleyball team because – at the time, they were the only public school to win any kind of state tournament, whether it was the big state tournament or the All-A Classic, because the private schools kind of had a head start in volleyball, and I think a couple of other public schools have won something since then, but at the time, Caldwell was the only public school to win the All-A Classic volleyball championship.
What did you think when we first started covering and doing volleyball in Caldwell County? Did you think it would be what it is now?
No, because the first couple of games, it was a little rough, you know, because everybody figured it out. And I remember the first game that I went to shoot, you know, I'm sitting there with my camera getting ready to take pictures, and the action was either whoever served hit a bad serve or they hit it over the net and the other team hit it bad back. So the points didn't last very long. And so I'm like, well, what am I supposed to take a picture of?
Right.
But thankfully, everybody picked it up pretty good and play got better and then we've had some really good players, a whole bunch of region players of the years and all those kind of things, and a lot of region championships. So volleyball ended up being a really good sport for Caldwell County.
Do you think that we're like the different teams we play and the different counties that we play in? And I guess it's a little bit different, you know, between each sport. But what do you think about that? Has that gotten better over the years, or is our district kind of shrunk?
Yeah, I think it's gotten better over the years. I think volleyball, the level of play now is a whole lot better than it used to be. And it's like if you look at other sports, the level of play just keeps getting better and better in a lot of things. So,
well, I think some of that has to do with the travel teams that they have now. I mean, these kids are traveling all over the place and going to some pretty major colleges for camps and all kinds of stuff at an early age.
Yeah, the instruction is better, and, you know, it has to be to compete anymore because – if you're going to be a good team, you've got to get to a certain level, and it's difficult to do sometimes.
I don't know that I can hang with those kids. I mean, I'll tell you, back in the day, we were the Bumblebees, I think is what my very first softball team was. And now these kids are so much better than, I mean, you can even think about back then. And it almost seems like major league, you know, for softball, and they're 12. It's crazy, but it does, it creates a good feeder program for your high schools.
Tess is sitting in with us this morning on the Sideline Report. We need to get to another timeout. Back with more after this here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
Hometown, community, local. Words you might hear in an ad for a community bank, but those are more than words, or the cornerstone that Fredonia Valley Bank is built upon. Our employees are local, hometown friends and neighbors, folks you go to church with or see coaching your kids' ball team. We're dedicated to providing quality customer service as you cash your check, apply for that new business loan or farm loan. I'm Ty Engelbright, loan officer in Eddyville. Come by and see what community banking is all about. Our staff in Fredonia and Eddyville will show you the difference that is community banking. Fredonia Valley Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When winter hits, you need a truck that won't quit. At Trice Hughes in Princeton, they have Ram, Chevy, and GMC trucks built to power through snow, ice, and whatever winter throws at you. Ram is all about strength. Chevy brings all-American dependability. And GMC stands for professional-grade precision. Plus, they're all backed by small-town honesty and customer care. See what your neighbors are saying online at TriceHughes.com. For real truck power and service worth the drive, winter starts at Trice Hughes.
Great news from Caldwell Medical Associates, now offering expanded podiatry services at the Annex.
Anna Murphy and Dr. Walker Estes provide comprehensive podiatric care, from wound care to specialized treatments for foot and ankle issues. Whether you're dealing with sports injuries, arthritis, or require surgical attention, they're ready to tailor treatment to your needs. Don't let foot pain hold you back. Take the first step with Caldwell Medical Associates. Pain-free living right here, close to home.
This is the Sideline Report here on 1580, 103.3 WPKY. Tess is in with us. Tess, I was afraid to jump on Van Halen there too quick. I wanted to let it go a little bit.
Oh, I'm telling you now, I love me some Van Halen. It's all over the place. Van Halen, you know, there's something. We need to have a Todd Day for music.
You know, when they started talking about Star Trek a while ago, I could almost like name a top 10. I was going to start my top 10 list, but
I was like, oh, don't get him started on this. So we need to remind everybody, what is it, Tuesday?
Yes. Todd Day.
Todd Day.
Yeah. That's what I was told.
How does that feel, though?
I was told
does
to that, be there. Yeah.
That's got to be. How's that feel, though? I mean, that's got to be kind of surreal. It probably doesn't feel like it's been as many decades as it has been, right?
No, it seems like the time has passed very quickly. And I'll be honest, sometimes I'm not really big on the media, you know, getting, you know, we're there to do a job. So that's what we're doing. And it's like the football games in a row. Yes, that's an impressive streak. And, you know, the most impressive thing is that I haven't been ill or ever missed a game. Thankfully, I got COVID in the spring so that I didn't miss any football. But at the same time, almost all of those games I was working for the radio station or the newspaper or the radio station again.
Right.
So that's why I was there for all of those.
What's better, print or radio at a ball game?
At a ball game?
I probably shouldn't ask that, but I'm going to.
Yeah, that's tough. You know, there a lot of times print and radio are kind of paired off against each other as competitors, and I understand that. But I think there's probably two different roles. I think radio is more of the immediate, we're here and we're live kind of coverage. And the newspaper is more, here's all the details from an historical standpoint so that later somebody can go back and see everything that happened.
This has already happened kind of thing. Well, with radio, there's a certain amount of excitement and adrenaline, and it's live and anything can happen. And there's a lot of excitement that can go along with it. And I just think that's the added bonus. So what is it, Tuesday is going to be Todd Day, and that's at the game at the Cab.
Yes, against Trigg County.
Against
Doubleheader, I believe.
Rivalry. Come on, Scott Brown. So that means Scott will be here.
I think it's a doubleheader, yeah.
Scott Brown will be here.
He'll be broadcasting on WKDZ. So.
That'll be amazing. We'll have the whole family there for that. Just smile good and make sure you're put together, and we're going to take a million pictures.
Well, and just back to the radio thing and newspaper for a moment. From my standpoint, radio was more of the pregame buildup and doing the game. And like I said, newspaper was more getting the pictures and the information and then postgame.
Right.
So, you know, we're covering the same event, but for the radio, it was all about getting ready to do the broadcast. And with the newspaper, it was more about, you know, writing the story and getting the pictures done and working on your pages after the game.
Not many people have done both successfully. And stayed in the same place that you were born and got to really love on that community. That doesn't happen very often. I'm glad we have a Todd Day.
Yeah, well, like I said, the objective was always to try to make everything be important, and that was the goal. If I fell short at times, at least that was the goal I was trying to get to was, you know, you want everybody to feel important about their thing.
I cannot say again enough that I've never seen anybody love a community of kids. You may not have kids of your own, but I'm telling you, these kids have been your kids, and you've loved on them, and we're so proud of you. And that's all I can say. I'm proud to say that I work with Todd Griffin.
Well, thank you. We're kicking butt here on the radio today.
Yeah.
This is the Sideline Report on 1580, 103.3 WPKY, Princeton. See, Tess, I got in the legal ID.
There you go. That's if you ever see us point at our eyes, that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Like, you got to get legal, right?
Got to get the ID.
We love you, and we're proud of you, and I hope that you work here for another 30 years.
I don't know if I've got another 30 years, but, you know, 40 was always the goal, so we'll see how that goes.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I think you'll get there.
Tess, I appreciate you coming in and sitting in after the takeover this morning.
Right.
I appreciate everybody else coming in from Caldwell County, Athletic Director Jeff Riley, and, of course, Aaliyah Towns and Troy Freeman, Scott Courtner, Jack Roach, all coming in this morning and being part of the sideline report today.
There's something you won't ever forget.
Yeah. Crazy show. You know, usually I have everything lined out from my standpoint.
Oh, and I'm telling you, this guy is a crazy planner, and I thought it was fantastic from the get-go that you had no idea.
You have to show up and just have to react. That was a different show today.
You were calm about it, though. I'll give you that. I would have freaked out and cried, and you were, like, very calm and collected.
All right. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Todd. I appreciate you.
That's going to wrap us up this morning here on the Sideline Report. This is Todd Griffin of WPKY Radio and YourSportsEdge.com. Thanks a lot for being with us this morning here on 1580 103.3 WPKY.
WPKY Princeton.